Are you tired of waking up with a dry mouth, feeling sluggish? I was too, until I discovered the power of mouth taping. I read a book called Breathe, and it opened my eyes to how I could get a better sleep. So I started taping my mouth, and the results were astounding. Not only did I wake up feeling refreshed, but the data on my Whoop suggested I was getting more REM and more deep sleep, which led to me feeling better every morning. But I wanted a better solution, not just sticky tape. Something that was effective and comfortable. That is why I co-founded RecoverRight with a few friends. We are dedicated to helping Australians get fast and easy access to mouth tape and nose tape so you can breathe better, sleep better, and recover right. Use the discount code TMTCP for 10% off at the checkout. Sleep better with RecoverRight.
Are you sick of seeing people on the internet who say things like, build a life you don't need a break from, live your dream life, or create a better life for yourself? I know I was. I used to see it a lot on the internet, and it really pissed me off. And for a long time, I never asked why. But if I were to give myself feedback and really ask that question now, it's because I wanted to live a better life, but I knew where I was not living up to that. I was drowning in bills, my relationship was barely surviving, and I really struggled with my self-confidence. And I truly believe, even to this day, that those three things are very important things to living a great life. And that's what I want to talk to you about in today's podcast episode. So what I'm going to share with you, the framework, is what I used to change my life even when I wasn't mentally in the best state to do so. One of the biggest things that I see holding a lot of people back, and it held me back for a long time, was my mindset. So when I shifted from going from a fixed mindset, believing everything that I had and how I thought about things was absolute, to having a mindset where I believed I could get better outcomes and I could shift my mind, everything started to change. And I know for those who read last week's newsletter and listened to the podcast, I went a lot through that. So make sure if you missed that and you want to go into more information and hear more about that, go back to the last week's episode. In 2014, a buddy of mine invited me to a network marketing event. Now, hold your judgment on the network marketing events. I didn't really know what it was, but what he pitched it to me as was an opportunity to get around some motivated people, and it might be something that could change my life. As I've spoken about a lot on the podcast, I was desperate to change stuff. My life wasn't in a great position, but I was also hesitant to do things differently because I was, I guess, afraid of failure and I didn't want to take risks. But there was something in that invitation that prompted me to want to do it. And anyway, fast forward, I went to this event and what I witnessed was quite overwhelming, quite mind-blowing. I saw a heap of happy, clappy people jumping on tables, high-fiving and hugging each other, and themselves probably. And for me, that was a bit off-putting. But what I noticed as I sat through the day was people who were supporting each other. They were overcoming adversity. They were supported by like-minded individuals and they were dreaming big. I was able to grab that from the day and, you know, I guess remove it from all the stuff that I didn't like, which I mentioned a moment ago, and take the lessons that I needed to be able to go, okay, there's something in this. The frameworks and what they're talking about are things that I can implement into my own life to really start to facilitate change. So I ended up in that industry for a number of years and I rose to the executive level of the company and learned a lot of skills. You know, I learned how to deal with rejection. I learned sales. I learned marketing. I started hosting events, all things and skills that would help me later when I launched the Man That Can project. Eventually, I realized that that industry wasn't necessarily something that I woke up and I was super passionate about. So moving through the transitions of life, that is what led me to launching the Man That Can project. And it was this perfect storm where I realized I could get paid to do something that I love. And it would also, I guess, continue challenging me and allowing me to grow as an individual. And I guess that's that perfect storm. So I said in the email as well, and I wanted to share this with you around building a great life. How did I go from a guy who hated his life, a bloke who was earning $22 an hour, lacked self-confidence, hated his life, and was in a toxic relationship, to a guy who loved his life, was full of confidence, earns more money online than I thought I could, and I'm in a loving relationship? So the process that I'm going to share is a simple one. And if you're driving along, make sure you take time to, you know, pull over and write these ones down or take notes mentally somehow. But growth will take time. Only read this when you're committed to making a better life. So I've got a diagram up here. And if you want to find the newsletter, I'll have it in the link below where you can see the steps. But the first thing is having a vision. And I'll go into these in detail in a moment. Then we've got, secondly, goals. Thirdly, having a plan. Fourth, having the perseverance and drive. Fifth, having focus. The vision, this was overwhelming, but once I got my head around it, it pulled me out of that rut. So a vision was essentially making or building this idea of what I wanted my life to look like. And in the beginning, I really struggled to paint a big picture. And I ended up paying some money. I did a course with a guy called Emil Steinveld and Joel Brown. And it was actually about the 10-year vision. So it was quite a useful course. And in this program, they said, right, we're going to write out your 10-year vision. You're going to start thinking about what you want your life to look like financially, what material possessions you want to have, what you want to understand and know, what your quality of your relationships, how you want to be physically, and so on. And then we're going to create it into this big, I guess, life story. Anyway, I went along and did that. And when I handed my first draft in, Joel turned around and said, mate, that's not really a dream. Like, that doesn't inspire me. Does that excite you? And the answer from me was no, it doesn't. So he said, go back and remove the limitations and try again. And for so many of us, we are limited by our past experiences and the environments that we're situated in that we don't dream big. And when we aren't dreaming big, we aren't going to challenge ourselves. We aren't going to learn to problem solve. We aren't going to think about things in a different way to really create an abundant life. And I guess the idea behind that is even if you don't achieve the big goals that you have for yourself, they're going to be a lot better than if you just limited yourself in the first place. And I believe it's this never-ending pursuit of happiness, success, fulfillment, and these other things that we're chasing. So having a big vision, even though it may feel overwhelming in some moments in time, you then can move it into goals, plans to break it down into more bite-sized chunks to move forward to that. So that's going to bring me to the second point, the goals. That was getting clear on the specifics around that. So what money would allow me to do that? How was I going to earn that money? And obviously flexibility and freedom are big values of mine, so I do that online. Third is, who do I need to surround myself with? Sorry, that's not the third point, but this is another point with goals. You know, who do I need to surround myself with? What skills do I need to develop? And I started compiling all of this and then started prioritizing which ones had to happen before the other ones. So this is how we get this to-do list. And one of the benefits with our 12-week game plan within our Strong Men of Value Academy is that when you're working towards one goal, it should be leading you to the next. So upon completion, you now know what the next goal is. The challenge many people face with, for example, a 6-week health challenge is they don't have the next goal, which is why they'll have great success usually within or during that 6-week period. But after that, then they'll go back to where they once were. So the goal with the vision is to then be able to help you create a number of small goals and also have some goals up your sleeve that you continue to keep working towards in order to achieve that life vision. So let's go to number three now. It's the plan, right? What is the plan that is going to lead you to be able to achieve the goal? A lot of people don't plan enough. Or they spend their time doing too much planning, you know, paralysis by analysis, meaning they don't do anything. And you've got to find this sweet spot, meaning a plan will always change, I believe, because you get feedback, stuff that's out of your control pops up. So you've got to be able to pivot. But when you do enough due diligence and you create a plan that isn't going to take you too much time but can allow you to start moving towards what you want, that to me is that perfect plan. And the more experience you gain with anything, or if you're surrounded by coaches or mentors, they're going to be able to help you fast track that or move at a faster rate to achieve that outcome. So make sure you take time to plan how you're going to get to the outcome. It will help you understand potential challenges, skills that you need to develop, people, leverage, all of those sorts of things, right? We can go into more detail on that on another episode. The fourth one is perseverance or drive. We know that when obstacles jump up or rear their head, that a lot of people quit. The same with drive, or, you know, as a lot of people like to call it, motivation. Everyone gets excited in the beginning when you're setting the big goals. But after a week or two, the drive or motivation may disappear for a lot of people. So you've got to get really clear on why you want to achieve the outcome or why that vision's important to you. But you also have to accompany that with the belief that it's possible for you. Because if you don't believe it's possible for you, you're always going to be fighting with this. You know, you're having two conversations in your head. One day you may believe you can do it, the other day you may not. And to be honest, I had those conversations, but I also still fundamentally believe that I can achieve the things that I'm setting out to do, even if it means I have to learn new skills, I have to make certain sacrifices, because they're all part of the process of success. So Understand why you want to achieve the outcomes and what is going to get your ass out of bed even on the rainy, cold days to achieve those outcomes. Now, the final one that I mentioned was focus, right? Where focus goes, energy flows. Is it about focusing or is it about removing distractions? I personally believe as I get older in life, it's about removing distractions. It's very easy to want to say yes to everything, right? It's a great opportunity to learn. You may have the FOMO, fear of missing out. Or as you become more successful, more opportunities, you know, arrive on your desk. And for me personally, I love feeling important. I love feeling needed. So it's very hard to turn those things down. But when you have focus towards achieving the goals that you want to achieve, saying no is one of the hardest but yet most important things to do. Ultimately, there, when you understand what your goal is, you need to ask yourself the question, is this going to move me closer to my goal or distract me? And if it's distracting you, you then get to make the decision, okay, do I want this distraction in my life right now, or do I need to be laser focused on the outcome? And my belief is a lot of people aren't getting the results that they want because they are getting distracted, right? They're allowing more distractions in their life, which is removing their focus. So if you want to make some rapid success, just bunker down for 3 to 6 months and really focus in on doing the things that you need to do that are going to move you to the outcomes that you're really excited about and focused on for the moment. If you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I don't really have anything, or I don't have a vision, and maybe it is too overwhelming, that's exactly where I started. The first thing that I set was just to make $1 million. This was even before I did that course with Joel and Emil. I thought to myself, I want to make $1 million. I didn't really know much else about that. But when I set that goal, I just believed it was going to solve so many problems without even, I guess, thinking about it in too much detail. I just thought $1 million, be able to travel a lot, buy nice things, not worry about money. That sounded pretty cool to me. And it was in the pursuit of $1 million that I became the person that I am today, that I'm still growing into. You realize and recognize that in order to earn $1 million, you have to learn specific skills. You have to sharpen up your communication. You have to think about things differently, which ultimately builds your self-confidence, builds your belief, and will change your environment because you will either grow with people or apart from people. That's just part of that process. So on the pursuit, if you want that badly enough, you will grow and evolve as a person and as a man. So you will grow your mindset, you'll grow your network, you'll grow your skill set, you will grow your communication. And they're all things that are going to help you overall, not only in business and with your finances, but with your relationships and your, you know, social environments and just the relationship and fulfillment you'll find within yourself. It's one of the best journeys I've embarked on. And this episode right now is literally being recorded on my phone. I don't have any of my podcast stuff. Amy and I are on holidays at the moment. And I always record on a Thursday, which is today. But I didn't want this to, well, the fact that I'm not at home and I wasn't prepared in time to be a reason why I didn't get an episode out. And I think when you're committed to living a great life and you have an idea of what that looks like and the things that you need to do and have committed to in order to achieve that, you'll do whatever you need to do regardless. You know, it's very cool when you get or make progress in things to get the fancier equipment and all of that sort of stuff, and suddenly the things that you started with aren't good enough. I think that's bullshit. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope the audio has been fantastic. The image or the video on YouTube, I'm sure, is sharp as it's an iPhone. But if you would love to start making some progress, head over to the Academy or check out our 7-day Strongman to Value Academy challenge. You can get started for $27. It's going to give you 7 days worth of deep thinking, and there's templates in there that you can actually start implementing and actioning to build a better life and really understand some fundamental things that will put you in control of your life. So
thank you for listening to the Man That Can Project podcast. My name is Lockie Stewart, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful. If you did, please take a moment to rate and review the Man That Can Project on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with our newest episodes. We'll see you again next time.